Welcome to the Canadian SME Small Business Podcast, the go-to source for Canadian entrepreneurs and business leaders. Join us as we dive deep into the heart of Canada's business community, bringing you inspiring stories, cutting-edge insights, and practical advice from our nation's brightest minds in marketing, innovation, leadership, and tech. Whether you're launching a startup or scaling your enterprise, our mission is to empower your journey with wisdom that makes a difference. Let's grow together, right here, right now.
Whether you're just getting started or already established, UPS is here to help you make the most of your time. Their services, tools, expertise, and team of UPS Small Business Ambassadors can help businesses of all sizes simplify processes, improve customer experience, and guide you on the path to growth. My name is Elaine Tancomo, founder of Easy Daisies, Daily Visual Schedules for Kids, and I want to invite you to visit ups.com to learn more and save up to 52% or more on shipping. This is a paid advertisement.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Canadian SME Small Business Podcast, where in today's episode, we're diving into the critical topic of financial literacy for small businesses and its importance in ensuring sustainable growth and success. With many small business owners grappling with financial management, understanding the fundamentals can be the key to navigating today's economy. Today's guest is David Emmerman, the head of enterprise sales, the U.S. team at Xero. With nearly two decades of experience in the accounting field, David has dedicated his career to helping small businesses thrive. He currently leads Xero's U.S. enterprise accounts team, focusing on consulting the largest accounting firms in their journey toward modern cloud accounting. His passions for technology and expertise in financial management make him a vital voice in the conversation around financial literacy. Join us as we welcome David to the podcast. David, we're quite honored to have you here today. How are you?
I'm doing great, and I appreciate being joining you all today.
David, we're very pleased to have you, and we'd love to highlight something to open up our conversation, which is the key finding from Xero's financial literacy report. Because at the end of the day, you know, understanding financial literacy is more crucial than ever, especially for small businesses navigating today's challenges. So let's really dive into your insights. Can you please break down some of the most significant findings from Xero's financial literacy report?
Yeah. So we conduct the report in order to kind of give us some insights around how small businesses are feeling challenged with certain different topics. Financial literacy is one that's really interesting to think about in respect to how people look at their businesses. So 43% of respondents actually have faced some sort of financial challenge that they could directly tie back to financial literacy, which is alarming, right? It's not for folks that have been in a professional services capacity as an accountant or an advisor of that sort. It's not overly surprising, but that's a pretty high number in respect to the total folks that we actually interviewed for this survey. And I think where the challenge comes in is that a lot of folks go into business to become great at what they do and the passion that they're following to go into small business. The financial component of it, whether it be managing cash flow or understanding what their accounting needs look like and what that data shows them, is a byproduct. It's not a primary focus. So I think that high of a percentage of folks that have already been challenged in have been able to point back that financial literacy was a component to that problem was a bit alarming. I think there's other, you know, there's some positive news in there. About 16% of those folks that have seen that those challenges come up were able to actually help themselves out of this. And really, you know, kind of looking back on it, you can understand that, you know, if that's, you know, with that aggregated number, the delta is probably that we lost some small businesses that are out there. And I think, you know, that's kind of telling as to how important this topic really is.
That's incredibly insightful, David. It's eye-opening to hear how financial literacy impacts small businesses directly. Now, what are the biggest challenges that Canadian small business owners currently face from a financial literacy perspective?
So I think number one, it's about taking the time to understand it and looking for advice from folks that can actually help get you a baseline on what do you need to know about your business from what the numbers should be telling you. If folks are not, you know, actually using an advisor or an accountant to help them to support them in their business, they may not understand some of the more technical accounting knowledge or terms that businesses use every day that are actually the drivers of what makes a business successful. A lot of this stuff is historical information, and not a lot of people like to look at the past. But in reality, it can tell you where you're going. And it can give you really good indicators on how you're going to perform in a specific time frame or a specific season. So they're really critical to make sure that we're understanding all that. And of the total people that we surveyed, 21% of those told us that they were working with an accountant or an advisor ongoing and actively. The role of the accountant and the advisor in that spot is really to be the educator and really to help support them. And you know, the term financial literacy means more than just being able to read a financial statement. It's also about understanding what the impacts are of those financial statements.
No, thank you for sharing that perspective, David. It's clear that addressing these challenges is essential. And on that note, listeners, as we dive into today's topic, remember that financial literacy isn't just a skill. It's a vital component for your business's success. So please stay engaged and take notes. You'll want to apply these insights. David, up next, let's talk about why financial literacy is not just a necessity, but a lifeline for business owners, because it's quite evident that financial literacy plays a crucial role in a business's success. Let us know what makes financial literacy so crucial for small business owners.
Yeah. So if you think about how small businesses operate, there's usually a couple of systems that they go into every day, right? There could be a front of house system, like a point of sale system or a cash register or something like that. They look at that very regularly, right? There could be vendor receipts and systems, accounts payable systems that they may look at that they go into regularly, because that's where they have to order their goods that they're using in their business. There may also just be the bank account. And one of the biggest challenges that small businesses have, and especially looking at the center of how a small businesses grows and develops, a lot of times those folks will actually not necessarily think about other things other than the bank account or other things other than the point of sale system. But there's a lot of other financial data that comes into the equation, and that's where that financial literacy becomes really critical, is pulling all that information together. A large percentage of the folks that are coming into small business ownership are actually coming from the gig economy or some smaller upstart. And that starts to play into other considerations when you're thinking about a business's success and where they go for information, right? So they may have started a business because they're really good at making whatever it is, a widget, a coffee, whatever it might be. But in reality, that portion is just that's the skill and the talent piece. The hard work starts to come into the stuff that they have to do no matter what. And they really need to pay attention to that information to help support them.
Absolutely, David. The connection between financial literacy and business growth cannot be overstated. Now, let's shift gears a bit and talk about how aspiring entrepreneurs can prepare for financial management before diving into their ventures. Because a journey to entrepreneurship, you know, it can be daunting, especially when it comes to navigating finances. And aspiring entrepreneurs must be, you know, well-informed and prepared to manage their financial responsibilities effectively. Now, the reports found that nearly half of small businesses start as side hustles. What do aspiring entrepreneurs need to know about financial management before launching a venture full-time, David?
They need to understand what kind of cash they're going to need to actually operate their business. And I think where we run into a glaring number that most folks are actually starting their businesses off of cash they have on hand, mm-hmm. or trying to access small lines of credit or debt. Understanding what happens with debt is really critical, and how you're going to actually be able to support yourself and your employees. That's something you have to educate yourself on. So the basics around understanding cash flow and cash flow management is kind of the base layer, right? Money that comes into your bank account, money that has to go out. And the timing of that money is really also very critical. Spots where you can go to learn about some of this as you're thinking about, you know, progressing a side gig or some other small venture that you're coming from, is certainly looking at industry groups, right? So thinking about peer groups that you can reach out to for specific industries that you may be starting a business in, that's a spot to go first. And then, believe it or not, calling the accountant and asking them, what do you think about me starting to do something like this, is probably a good spot to start. They're not always going to say no. It's not the land of no over there. They are there to be supportive and try and educate on what it's going to be, what you're going to need to see for success.
No, great points, David. The groundwork for financial management can significantly impact long-term success. Now, could you also please share some common pitfalls that you've seen entrepreneurs fall into regarding financial management?
Yeah, I think if we come back to the debt piece, that is part that that I think people don't give enough respect to. Understanding how to leverage debt, how to use debt, how to pay down debt quickly. Those are all critical components to understanding how you're going to be able to actually make it throughout those low periods. I think one of the advantages that we have in today's market and economies is that we've got technology around us that can help support that. Mm-hmm. And starting to understand how you leverage that technology to figuring out how you're going to pay down the debt by understanding your cash flow first is really critical, because the challenge with raising a bunch of debt, and I'm not talking about millions and millions of dollars of debt, I'm talking, you know, tens of thousands of dollars of debt, can still put you in a negative enough position that you're going to be spending money every single year for years to try and ratchet that number down if your cash flow doesn't support it. So if your cash flow doesn't support it and you need to take on other types of investment or other support, you need to know about that. And that's a pitfall that people run into that we saw highly prevalent back in the 2008 era. And then also pre-pandemic, you're seeing, or post-pandemic, you know, during the pandemic, you saw quite a bit of challenges around that.
Well, thank you for sharing those insights, David. This surely will resonate with our audience today. And listeners, understanding, you know, your financial landscape can open new doors, which can lead to new opportunities. So please don't shy away from seeking help, because resources like Xero are here to guide you on this journey. David, now let's talk about Xero's role in financial literacy and how they're helping, you know, small businesses improve their financial skills. You know, Xero is at the forefront of supporting small businesses, and it's initiatives like these that play a crucial role in enhancing financial literacy among, business owners or even young business owners. What initiatives or tools does Xero offer to help small businesses improve their financial literacy?
Yep. So Xero is a general ledger or an accounting system, mm-hmm. right? So it's kind of the central point for the financial data. Right. So you will have the point of sales or the bank account information or the credit cards that all feed into it, or at least the information ends up in Xero. And then that's where the financial literacy really starts. And once you get all that information into one spot and it's all organized properly, which doesn't always get in there the first time organized properly, but once it does all get in there, then you can start reading it properly. So There's tools within the product that'll help support that. So there's small business analytics tools that'll show you where your cash flow is coming. or where it needs to go back out. And those are things that you're going to see within the product that will help support that piece. And then I think, you know, thinking around cash flow is probably one of the easiest spots to get started with it. But it all starts with getting the information in there. So the more information you can feed into Xero, the more you're going to be able to dissect what your financial position actually looks like.
It's inspiring to see how Xero is committed to empowering small businesses. Now, do you have any success stories or examples of businesses that have significantly benefited from Xero's resources?
When I was in practice and we had an accounting firm for quite some time, we saw quite a bit of small businesses that were able to look at information on a much more proactive basis. Generally speaking, small businesses have a tendency to be a little bit more reactive with their information. And unfortunately, a reactive financial position can put you in a negative financial position. And really, I saw a number of small businesses once we really were able to fine tune a little bit more of the data and look at information on a almost daily or weekly basis. Those folks were way more empowered and in going in to have conversations with their vendors and how they would negotiate terms, or they would be able to pay down debt quicker, or they could go after bigger projects that they didn't think that they could initially go after. But based on all the information they could see in Xero in more of a real-time manner, they were well positioned to do those things.
Well, thank you for sharing those impactful examples, David. It's clear that the right tools can make a world of difference. Let's now discuss the future of financial literacy for Canadian businesses, because it's essential to consider the trends that will impact financial literacy in Canada. David, what are your predictions for the future of financial literacy in Canada, and how would it impact the Canadian small business landscape?
Yeah, when I pull out the crystal ball, it tells me that I think what we're seeing is a much more educated consumer base. And we're also seeing a much more educated business owner. Resources like this podcast and others that are out there allow you to really compile a lot more information on how to run a business better, right? I think the biggest piece that that the SMB market needs to take into consideration is that you have to spend time working on your business, not just working in it. And I think it's a critical piece that people are going to take into the future. The technology piece is there. When I started working, the technology piece wasn't there, which meant that there was large lags in data that you couldn't see for longer periods of time. And you become instinctively reactive to things, and you really fly you're flying your ship a little bit blind. And so now we're looking at businesses that are highly proactive and understand what's coming up in the next week, month, 6 months. So I think the future state is a business environment where people are educated not only for today but for the future.
Right. Now, those trends are fascinating, David. They really emphasize the importance of continuous education in financial management. And listeners, please embrace these lessons and you'll be on the right path. Now, before we conclude and let you go, David, could you share your thoughts on how small business owners can actively foster a culture of financial literacy within their organizations?
So it's good to take the information that you can actually see and understand. And bring it to your teams. There's nothing there that folks that are working within your business shouldn't be helping to support. The more that I started, even as being a small business owner, as I was, the more I would start to share with my own employees on how our business is performing, it made them a part of it. It allowed them to buy into what we were doing. It gave them motivation to be better and strive. And you know, those little things seem daunting and it seems like information you don't want to necessarily share, but in reality, you know, when you look at the landscape and the percentage of total employment within the Canadian market, and you think about how many of those are employed by small business owners, it's massive. And so getting help from any source that you can, including the folks that are working in your business that may actually have ideas to improve things or make them more financially efficient, you got to share that information and you got to share the purpose and where you're going with it.
Thank you so much, David, for joining us and sharing your expertise with our listeners. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
And listeners, that was the end of our discussion with David Emmerman, the head of enterprise sales US at Xero, about the importance of financial literacy for small businesses. We explored key findings from Xero's financial literacy report, discussed the challenges faced by business owners, and highlighted the critical role of financial management. We'd like to extend our thanks to him as well as to our partners, RBC, UPS, Constant Contact, IAG, and Google for their invaluable support in empowering small businesses across Canada. To our listeners, please don't forget to visit our website, CanadianSME.ca, to subscribe to the magazine for more insightful content and resources. Again, thank you for tuning in, and we look forward to seeing you in the next episode.
Thank you for tuning in to the Canadian SME Small Business Podcast. Your support fuels our passion for empowering Canadian businesses. Don't miss out on our next episode, filled with fresh perspectives and actionable strategies. Subscribe at CanadianSME.ca and be part of a community that's shaping the future of Canadian business. Until next time, keep innovating, growing, and making a difference.